This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Advocates have declared victory on a ballot measure that will raise millions of dollars every year for sidewalk construction and repair in Denver. Jill Locantore with the Denver Streets Partnership says the vote is evidence that city residents want safer ways to move outside of vehicles.
For a long time, people said this is a car city. It was designed around the car, and it always will be a car city. And I don't think that's true anymore.
The measure was leading by a 55% to 45% margin, with only about 50,000 ballots left to count. New fees on property owners will fund the sidewalk program. Colorado's mountains are on track to have decent snowpack this year. That's according to Denver 7 meteorologist Mike Nelson. He says the La Niña pattern usually brings wind from the northwest, which tends to bring more snow to the mountains.
So far, the mountains are off to a very good start, best that we've seen in about 10 years in the high country.
Nelson says he's hopeful that the Front Range and the plains benefit from this weather pattern later into winter. The Adams County District Attorney has dropped all charges against a protester who was demonstrating against the death of Elijah McClain in the summer of 2020. Dax Dalton was charged with three misdemeanors, including engaging in a riot, for his alleged role in a protest outside of an Aurora police substation. District Attorney Brian Mason said he could not prove the charges beyond a reasonable doubt. You're listening to CPR News. It is 6:06, and right now in Fort Collins, it's 33 degrees and overcast.